Track 7, more news stories. Mayor disappointed at councillors' comments. Newton Abbott's mayor has said he's very disappointed at comments made by a district councillor about the town council. A recent meeting of Teignbridge District Council saw Councillor David Palethorpe describe Newton Abbott Town Council as being led by South Devon Alliance. The comment was made in relation to Queen Street, more specifically that businesses would have been able to access a grant to the tune of £25,000 from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund had the SDA-led Town Council engaged with the government's cash offer. I am very disappointed to hear Councillor Palethorpe's comment, as decisions at Newton Abbott Town Council are made democratically by all members of the council, committee or subcommittee, unlike at principal councils, where they're made in accordance with the political group that has the most seats, so said Councillor Alex Hall, Mayor of Newton Abbott. Once I, as Mayor, cross the chamber threshold and wear the chain, any allegiances no longer exist and I become independent and work only for the people of Newton Abbott. This is just another way of the District Council picking on the Town Council, trying to score points against us rather than working with us, one councillor told the advertiser. Crucially, the Town Council was not offered £25,000, it was offered the opportunity to bid for £25,000, which is different. Newton Abbott's Town Development Manager Sally Henley said, I watched the recording of the TDC executive meeting and was concerned to hear Councillor Palethorpe give such a misleading account of what happens at Newton Abbott Town Council meetings. I do not know where he obtained his information, but his comments were unfortunately most ill-informed. Far from not engaging with TDC on the potential funding opportunity of £25,000, there have been extensive communications with the funding authority with its own officers over several months. There have also been two recent town council meetings which I attended where town councillors have tried to obtain an understanding of what TDC was offering, where it came from, how it might be accessed and what projects it might fund. Whilst clarity was sought by town councillors, it was never provided.
Park receives 21st Green Flag Award. A popular Teignbridge park has been recognised as among the best in the UK after receiving a prestigious Green Flag Award, the International Quality Mark for Parks and Green Spaces. This year marks the 21st consecutive year Stover Country Park has received the award. Grand Western Canal Country Park has also achieved the award. Both of these parks are great habitats for our local wildlife, havens of biodiversity, and they benefit our health and well-being. At Stover Country Park, work started in March on a range of major improvements as part of the Restoring Stover Park project, funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund and National Highways, adding to the comprehensive programme of activities for underrepresented community groups. Work on the visitor centre extension, the new community workshop, the conservation of the Grade 2 listed gatehouse, the dredging of Stover Lake, and the re-establishment of a section of the historic Serpentine Lake is expected to be completed this autumn. The extensive activity plan of community engagement is continuing to be delivered throughout the three-year programme. The Restoring Stover Park project will be completed in 2026, delivering benefits to wildlife, the historic landscape and park users through improvement in visitor facilities and the water quality of Stover Lake, and the creation of new walking routes with conserved historic features. Keep Britain Tidy's Green Flag Award Scheme manager, Paul Todd, MBE, said, I would like to congratulate everyone involved at Stover Country Park on achieving a Green Flag Award. We know that staff and volunteers work tirelessly to ensure that it maintains the high standards of the Green Flag Award. Everyone involved should feel extremely proud of their achievement.
Network Rail to investigate latest Dawlish seawall death. Network Rail is investigating an incident on the seawall at Dawlish in which a woman on a mobility scooter fell to her death. Members of Teignbridge Council said the incident near Ladies Mile had had an impact on many residents. Our thoughts are with all of them, said Overview and Scrutiny Chairman Councillor Suzanne Sanders. We really have to address this problem. The company has been carrying out a risk assessment on the exposed stretch of wall between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren since it completed work on the second phase of the new sea defences last year. Campaigners want measures to make the wall safer, including a handrail, lighting and better signage. A guideline painted on the walkway has eroded. Councillors were told a handrail would be expensive, difficult to install, and vulnerable to damage from the sea. Network Rail also stresses the assessment was not instigated as a result of the previous death on the seawall when Ukrainian teenager Albina Yevko fell to her death in March 2023. Completing the latest phase of the new sea defences was the trigger for their assessment, the company says. A spokesman said, "We commissioned it following the completion of phase two of the new sea wall to assess whether the risk had changed and, if so, what might need to be done to mitigate it. We are very sorry to learn of the tragic incident that occurred in Dawlish. We are considering if action can be taken to reduce the risk of death occurring. We will be taking into account the particular circumstances of the incident in our risk assessment of the entire seawall, old and new."
A further court report, a Newton Abbott man has admitted having underage sex with a 15-year-old girl. Paul Hemmings, aged 60, now in custody at Exeter Prison, admitted 9 counts of sexual activity with a child when he appeared at Exeter Crown Court. All the allegations relate to activity with the same girl and are alleged to have been committed between October the 15th last year and January the 4th this year. Judge David Evans ordered the probation service to prepare a pre-sentence report and remanded Hemmings back into custody until he is sentenced on September the 2nd.
Don't rain on our parade. Wet weather did not dampen the spirits of hundreds of people attending Chudleigh Carnival on Saturday. However, carnival organisers were disappointed that the rain reduced the number of entries in the procession. The rain stopped just in time for the procession, and there was a brilliant turnout to watch, said Carnival Committee Chair Tara Collier. Spectators were also treated to stilt walkers and live music throughout the town. Despite increasing difficulties for carnival committees across the region, the organisers of Chudleigh Carnival are planning at least one more event next year. It's hard if you don't get the people to take part in the procession, and the road closures and insurance are expensive, Tara commented. We have big ideas, but it's hard to put them all into action with a committee of just 6 and limited funds, she added, and she expressed massive thanks to everyone who worked so hard to put on this year's event.